Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Let's go to the phone lines right now. We will head down to Tampa, Florida, and be joined by Joel Goldberg, who covers the Kansas City Royals for the FanDuel Sports Network. Joel, how you doing, my man?
I'm good, C-Dot. Just looking out here at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, the minor league or spring training home of the Yankees, with Rays signs everywhere and off in the distance, Buccaneers flags across the street from the Bucs Stadium. So I don't know. Maybe there's something with Belichick there. Probably not.
So let's start with this, Joel. What is different about the Royals the last 10 days than the previous 10 days? Because these are two completely different Royals teams that we've seen over the last 3 weeks or so.
Yeah, I mean, they're still not really hitting a whole lot. That'll happen. And, you know, I think, and this has gone on since the beginning of time, I mean, there's no team in baseball, the best team, the worst team, and everybody in between, that is immune from, you know, a hot streak and a cold streak. And I think that the bad teams, the White Sox and Rockies types of teams of the world, are going to have a lot more of those bad streaks. And the Dodgers and teams like that are going to have a lot more of the winning. I mean, I know this is really obvious, and I think the Royals are certainly somewhere in between there and probably more on the good end. They're a playoff contending team, and you know, just last year they had two or three of those stretches. They didn't happen till late in the year. I mean, remember last year everybody was panicking, understandably so, late in the season as they had their second big losing streak in September. And I remember J.J. Piccolo after the first one saying, glad we got that out of the way, and then 2 weeks later they had another one. So it is the worst answer. It's just baseball, but that's a way of saying there's no explaining it. Now, you could sit there and say why they didn't do it right. They weren't hitting well with runners in scoring position. They're doing that a little bit better right now. But I think really more than anything, what's kept them afloat is their pitching. And, you know, if you're going to survive a 2-8 road trip and a 6-game losing streak, the only way to erase that is to come out and have a 6-game winning streak. And now they've lost 7 of 8. So they're kind of back to where they were, close to it.
It does feel, Joel, that this offense is simply waiting for the rest of the team to catch up with Bobby Witt Jr. Now, I know that's setting a very lofty expectation, but, yeah. I mean, Salvi still hasn't hit yet. Vinny still hasn't hit yet. It's basically been Bobby Witt Jr., Garcia, and that's really been about it consistently offensively for this team.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think that there are a couple good pieces there that I'm seeing. The first is obvious, Bobby Witt Jr. Tonight, by the way, is his 500th career game, and I think the question to ask is not what to make of the first 500, we'll ask that tonight, but what to make of the next however many, right? I mean, if he's just getting started, what does the next 500 look like? But, okay, yeah, check him off the list. I think the best, most pleasant surprise so far this season, I think there are two of them for me in terms of things that you could have hoped for but couldn't necessarily expect. One is Michael Garcia. The other one is Chris Bubich. Bubich was fighting for a rotation spot. If that didn't happen, maybe it was going to be bullpen, where he looked good coming out of Tommy John last year. And Michael Garcia was, you know, what's his position? I mean, if Massey's going to play second and India's going to play third or some combination of that or left field, then where does he fit? And, I mean, Michael Garcia didn't even start opening day. And now you can't keep him out of the lineup, and not only can you not keep him out of the lineup, but he's not batting ninth. You know, he's going to bat fifth, sixth, somewhere in there, seventh. And if India's off, he's going to bat leadoff. So that's been a great development. You're right, though, the rest of the team hasn't caught up. Seeing really good signs from Salvi on that. You know, he had the 4-double-5-hit game in the doubleheader last Thursday. Last night, if you look at the box score, it's going to show 1-for-4. There's a reason why I highlight or color code my scorecard, because I always want to show the hard hit balls, not for anything other than when you see a bunch of them stacked up, there's probably been some bad luck, or maybe more significantly, it's a sign that something good is going to come. And I think if I look at last night, and I checked this out after the game or during the post game show, Salvi was 1-for-4 with an RBI double in there, but the average exit velocity, that includes three outs, was like 104 or 105. I mean, he was just smoking the ball for a couple of those outs. So Salvi looks like he's close. I think Vinny looks like he's getting closer. Massey has struggled, but I think that if you're looking past the two guys that you mentioned, it's got to start with Vinny and Salvi. I mean, those are your 3 and 4 hitters. And yes, great if you can get production from the Kyle Isbells of the world or Freddie Fermin or guys like that. But the next step is Salvi and Vinny.
Right now, we're talking to Joel Goldberg about the Kansas City Royals that are currently at .500. They got a chance to go over today in their game against Tampa Bay. This is crazy to think about when you think about the Royals, but today Noah Cameron's going to make his first start. Yeah. He could go out there and pitch a perfect game, and I would say in the next 5 days, they probably have to move on from him just because their rotation has been so good. This is certainly one of those good problems, but I'm just not sure if there's a spot for him in the rotation when everybody is healthy.
There is not a spot for him in the rotation, man. That's not even – I'm not sure. Now, we could debate if he's better than someone else. I don't know how we could debate that right now because we don't know, but – and this is a rhetorical question. If you were going to bounce anybody from this rotation, who would it be? That's how good this rotation has been. That if Michael Lorenzen is your number 5, and I know all managers say, oh, there's no difference from 1 through 5. It's just, well, there is. I mean, I get the point of that. You know, you want to respect everybody, and then you like your guys, or at least you want to pretend like you like your guys. In this case, Matt Quatrero has every reason to like all 5 of his guys. And, you know, your number 1 is the guy you want to pitch in game 1 of a series or game 7 of a series if it lines up right. But I think the Royals would feel comfortable with any of these 5. And so it's pretty rare to have 5 in a rotation where maybe you have a prospect like a Noah Cameron or at some point a prospect like Ben Kuderna, a Kansas City kid, both Kansas City area kids, knocking on the door, and it's going to be hard for them to get here. That's a heck of a problem to have, no different than having a great backup quarterback in football, I guess. Where, you know what, if they can't crack your lineup, it means because your lineup is that good. And so it'd be great if Noah Cameron throws a perfect game tonight. I don't know. I've never seen one in person and never seen the Royals throw a no-hitter in my 18, 17-plus seasons here. But whatever he does tonight, there's a good chance that he gets sent back out tomorrow, or maybe they wait just to make sure that Cole Reagan's spot in the rotation is good to go the next time through, which they expect will be on Sunday or Monday. But this is an incredible problem for the Royals to have. Think about all the years that we've talked about Royals baseball, you, me, and everybody else, and lamenting the 4th or 5th spot in the rotation, or even the 3rd spot in the rotation. And right now, they could tap into Noah Cameron when Cole Reagan's is trying to get through this little groin injury that is not needing to this point, they really don't believe needs any injured list time, but instead of rushing it, they have the luxury of going to their top prospect. That's a pretty good thing.
Right now, we're talking to Joel Goldberg with the Kansas City Royals. Joel, from a defensive perspective, where do you think is the best place to play Jonathan India?
I don't know. Probably second base, but you know, the best place to play Michael Massey is second base. I guess this is another good problem to have in unless it becomes an actual problem, meaning that if he's a liability. But I don't think I've seen that. I mean, I see him learning left field. He seems okay at third base. And as long as he gives you something decent out there, I mean, it's been a while since the Royals have had an Alex Gordon in left field. Benintendi, for the short time he was here, was pretty good. We haven't seen an Alex Gordon since that. MJ Melendez put in a lot of work and looked good there. And look, if MJ gets himself right and gets back whenever that time may come, then you end up seeing, India more at third base. Without MJ, you could see him a lot in left field. I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing here that the best spot for him, just for him, is second base because that's what he's played, you know, his whole big league career. But that's also the best spot for Michael Massey. And so, as long as both of them are going well, they're going to find their way in there. And in India's case, to me, as long as he is seeing pitches, taking walks, and grinding out at bats, then he's going to be your leadoff man, and you'll find a spot for him.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Joel, last thing here, man. We appreciate your time. I always love hearing your stories like this. You always have a front row seat to a lot of these guys' major league debuts. You get another front row seat today for Noah Cameron. Do you have a favorite, or are there a couple of stories that stand out to you when you get a chance to see a guy play his first game in the big leagues?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I don't want to make this sound like I'm going to say that they're all amazing, and I don't mean that in a boring cliche way. I've done this so long that I've seen so many guys make it up here, and maybe they make that one debut and they never make it back. Or I've seen guys that knocked on the door and never quite made it. And then you look at the flip side of that, Salvador Perez, all the years he's been doing it, and guys like that. And so, like, to me, the big league debut, no matter who it is, no matter where they're from, whether they're from, you know, Venezuela or the Dominican or the East Coast, the West Coast, rural, urban, whatever it is, like, they've fought their whole lives for this. The fact that tonight Noah Cameron is a guy that grew up watching Royals baseball, and I met him at spring training, and I didn't need to introduce myself because I said this on the air last night, he knew who I was, and I don't say that like, wow, how cool. I think it's cool that he gets to make his debut for the team that he watched, that he is going to pitch tonight, and be in a clubhouse with Salvador Perez, who he was cheering for like everybody else in Kansas City or St. Joe and in the area. So I'm really excited to see that. Selfishly, the only negative to it is when a starting pitcher makes his big league debut and they announce it the day before or the day of, we don't have the ability to talk to him until after, and I would have loved to have caught up with him beforehand, but I'll leave him alone and let him lock in as they do for a starting pitcher on game day. But I think the one that – I didn't answer it. The one that stands out to me real quick, and there's so many little ones that people won't remember. But Nate Eaton in 2022 made his debut in Toronto like a lot of Royals players did, Freddie Fermin being one of them, Michael Massey being one of them. Remember, they brought 10 guys up because players couldn't get into Canada due to lack of a COVID shot and regulations. And Nate Eaton makes his debut – and in his final at-bat in a 2-1 game, he hits a homer to give them a 3-1 lead in the ninth inning. I think it was the top of the ninth. And so he's my guest, and I'm interviewing him. And he says it was just like, what he dreamt up in the backyard. And as he crossed second base, the only voice he could hear in the stands at Rogers Center in Toronto was his mom's. And I thought, I think the guys in the booth choked up. I probably choked up a little bit. And I'm like, that right there is in some form or another everybody's dream debut, right? And we all had some version of that dream, whether it was hitting, you know, the 3-point shot to win the NBA Finals, or to throw that touchdown pass, or to hit that home run. And so, and they don't always go that way. I mean, I tell guys all the time that whatever, if I get a chance to talk to them, however you do tonight, best game ever, worst game ever, perfect game, or you know, only last one inning, no one could ever take this away from you. This is your debut, and I just think it's the coolest thing. So I'm excited to see tonight's.
That is Joel Goldberg joining us on the show today. You can catch him coming up later today on the broadcast. The Royals look to go over 500 heading into the month of May against the Rays. Joel, great stuff. Always great catching up with you, man. Have a great rest of your road trip.
All right, see you. Talk to you soon.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.